So can you tell me, reflect back on why you decided to come to the ICTR and maybe what you knew about the ICTR before you came?
I was telling that I graduated in a Russian university. So when I was a student, I used to share the room with one Rwandese. And so that was, yeah, from that point, I remember that there was the time of the genocide and we have to pass exams. And it was very demanding. And so you need to study a lot. At the same time, you hear from the news that what is happening in Rwanda. So, and we share the same room. So it was really very, yeah, touching for me to see him. I never seen him crying, but I felt the pain inside. I felt a lot of pain. And when we graduated, he stayed. He went as a refugee in Europe. And then my interest for Rwanda, I started becoming interested what is happening in Rwanda and the society. And probably because my father also, being a member of the Communist Party, he was not very well welcome in Peru. So we didn't face persecution, but it's always like, we were being, many times the police came to our house to search for documents. So yeah, we've been always under investigation also. So I have this feeling that Rwanda is a good place to go and visit. So then after spending also a few years in a no family duty station, I decided to come here because it's a family duty station, so I could be with my family. And also I probably reached a point in Afghanistan that I was completely burned out because of explosion. Your instinct of self-preservation is always on. You know, you hear a sound and you turn. So it was really it was a good change for me, and I was very happy to come to RCTR, and also to, I never worked before when we are downsizing a mission, so that was also appealing for me to go and to see how people are going to face this downsizing. So it's a privilege, and I was very happy when I received the letter of appointment. And because I speak many languages, I speak French fluently, so Russian, Spanish, so I was also selected. And because of my experience also, I believe, yeah.
So since you've been here, have there been any surprises to you about the way things are here at the ICTR? Anything that you didn't expect?
I expected that this mission could benefit long before from the service of a counselor, because dealing with traumatized population, at least the investigators, witness support section, and so many sections here, even the people who translate, I thought that they could benefit, because now I am doing a lot of curative, and it could probably be better if a counselor was appointed before, so it would be more of a preventive than, and that was probably one of the surprises, not to be the first, because my colleague in the Hague, they have a counselor. The Tribunal for Yugoslavia also, they have long time a counselor. So it was a surprise for me why there was not any counselor here. So
is there anything, since you have been here, that you can reflect on that you're proud of? Something that you have been a part of since being here since March, that you feel good about being a part of?
Yeah, there are so many, because we receive also, of course we can't help everybody. We have a lot of limitations. Of course what makes you feel even are the very small emails that people live in sometimes the country and send you a text message from the airport saying, I don't know how we'll I don't know how I could go through this without your help. So that makes you really feel good about you. And because the job is demanding and you deal with people's problems, and it's not always easy because sometimes we move very slow and sometimes there's not any move, and it makes you feel not good. So another thing also, what I think I'm very proud that I created in this small town in Arusha an association of mental health professionals. So there was never before. There used to be the hospital there, but there were two counselors there operating individually. So I managed to collect all the expertise available here in Arusha. And now we are a group of about 12 people with somehow mental health background. And we meet every month, every 1-2 months. We have some trainings. I teach them, somebody else, we rotate. So that's been a big change, I think, not only for RCTR, but for the community also. I used to have a client with with the breast cancer. So I could send an email to those colleagues, and they will find a network here. We also initiated the Alcoholics Anonymous group here for I was part of the group that motivated. So I was not I didn't start it myself, but I was the pushing force to, and this is also this is something I'm also proud of.
You've been very busy since March.
I've been trying to think about going to bed. What is going to be my contribution? So what I'm going to think about myself by the day I leave this place. So this is a very RCTR is a very big organization, and people have very little knowledge about what is psychosocial support. So my idea was just to make a foundation for somebody else who will come next to continue or to do probably even a better job. So